What really is post-traumatic stress syndrome? Have you been hearing about post-traumatic stress syndrome, or PTSD as it is called, a lot lately? I have. The other day a woman came into my office telling me she thinks she has post-traumatic stress and desperately needs medication for anxiety. I asked her to tell me about it. She proceeds to tell me that when she was young, she saw her mom undressed in the shower, and her mom looked like a Shar-Pei due to her wrinkles. It was horrible to see it. Now, whenever she sees that kind of dog, it brings up the memories of seeing her mom in the shower, and she gets anxious. Go figure. Several months ago, an older man comes in and reports that when he was growing up in an affluent family, they had a live-in housekeeper. He didn't have to clean anything. All that was required of him was making his bed before going to school. Today, his family has a housekeeper come into his home once a week to clean. His one chore of the home is to make the bed in the morning. He feels he needs medication because when the housekeeper comes, he gets anxious every morning making the bed, brings back his awful childhood memories. I'm sorry, but I just couldn't relate. Neither of these cases are PTSD. So what is PTSD? PTSD is an anxiety disorder that can develop after exposure to one or more traumatic events that threatened or caused great physical or psychological harm. It is a severe and ongoing emotional reaction to an extreme psychological trauma. It can involve an actual death of someone, a threat to the patient, or someone else's life, serious physical injury, or unwanted sexual act, like sex abuse, or it can be physical abuse. The symptoms of PTSD include re-experience, such as flashbacks and nightmares, avoidance of the stimuli associated with the trauma, and increased arousal, such as difficulty falling asleep or even staying asleep, anger, and hypervigilance. The symptoms last more than 6 months and cause significant impairment in social, occupational, or other important areas of functioning, like your work, home life, or with your relationships. Children can develop PTSD from experience bullying or sexually traumatic events, like age-inappropriate sexual experiences. The amount of disassociation that follows directly after the trauma usually predicts PTSD. Individuals who are more likely to dissociate during the traumatic event are considerably more likely to develop chronic PTSD. Many forms of psychotherapy can treat victims of PTSD. It will have to include education about the condition and an atmosphere of safety and support. Patience is required from patient and therapist. Medication has been known to help some, however. Without psychotherapy, medication alone cannot bring complete remission. There are many forms of psychotherapy that are recommended. It is important that what works for one individual may not work for another. I recommend that an individual interview a psychotherapist and make sure that the psychotherapist is highly trained in PTSD and that you feel comfortable and safe with him or her, since the process may take time. So remember, PTSD is not a small disorder. If your mom looks like a Shar-Pei, don't come to me. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.